Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Don't believe it's been slitting my throat is all I am. I heard your voice through a photograph.
Welcome back. It's been Jason Barker's Maybe 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station.
Great song.
Before we go any further, let me take a second to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222. Or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222. Or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Man, so I said, oh, sorry, go ahead.
This is important. Shout out.
Okay, yeah.
You'll appreciate the importance of this one.
Okay.
So I'm making a little joke, you know, hey, Jalen, president, NFL, Jalen, you don't turn up the heat now, because everything's negotiable, and everything's leverage. I'm like, don't be getting me in trouble.
Right.
NFL start muscling you around. Yeah, we know where your dad lives.
That's fair. Absolutely fair.
People following me? Right?
It very well could be.
So you know what I do on the weekends, first thing in the morning? Mm-hmm. What am I normally doing?
Go to Burlington.
This is the joke part of it. Okay. Shout out. We'll just start off with shout out to LMPD and LMPD spokesman Dwight Mitchell, who just so happened to be in the exact aisle as me.
Interesting.
First thing in the morning.
Oh.
At Burlington.
Okay.
It was.
Ouch. Yeah.
And here's the thing. I know the name. I know the face, but I didn't know them together.
Yeah.
And you know me. You know, you kind of control your eyes, and then you look up at that hat, and you say, okay, this is LMP.
Yes.
Where did I know you from? You look very familiar.
It's like when Jerry Heller got out of that car and straight out of Compton. And Suge Knight's two guys were in the front yard.
Just right there.
And the guy just kind of looked at Jerry Heller, and he looked up at his address. And he looked back at him, and he was like,
see you later, man.
So Officer Mitchell gave me the, oh, so you are here. Look, you're a little late, aren't you? But no, seriously, I had a great, great conversation. We sat there, probably chopped it up about 30 minutes. In the shoe section in Burlington.
Spread the word too. My license. I have an appointment next week.
Okay.
To get a real ID. It's just, I'm like, just give me a couple days.
I promise.
I'm going the speed limit. If everybody can work with me here, I'm not trying to be illegal. Just.
You had a moment.
I've got an appointment set up. It takes forever to get. You know how you got to book those a month in advance to get a real ID.
Chase, why did a friend of mine call and get on and say, Steve is driving way too slow. Yeah. He's getting on my nerves. Listen, I'm at home chilling. I get a phone call. It's like, Your boy Steve is driving way too slow. Yeah. He's getting on my nerves.
Yeah. It's like, well, his license has expired, so give him a break.
You should have did that. You should have hit it with that right off the bat.
Oh my gosh.
But okay, so you are in the process.
Of realizing it. I mean,
you're gonna have to do it anyway.
Well, yeah, but I mean, and the real ID, because I'm gonna have needed to fly, you know, starting next year.
Jesus Christ.
So anyway, so I've got that. The real ID is actually supposed to happen before Will Wade show calls us up.
Is the Will Wade conversation dying out?
I do think people are kind of, you know, like, hey, I really want Chris Beard. I think Chris Beard would be the best hire we can make. But I have to say, okay, I understand. It's not going to happen. Mm. I think that's kind of where the Will Wade thing is going to. People are starting to go, okay, yes, he would be a good hire. I agree. I think he could do good things. It's like, but it's just, it's not possible to make that hire.
Big time D1 coaches versus feisty. Much to prove, yeah. Up and comers. The Jeff Walls line that Jeff.
Private.
Okay.
Yep.
So what about the bench clearing brawl?
Yeah, I said that privately. How awesome was that? I was like, let's go. My man jumped over the rail and over the scores.
That was the brother, wasn't it?
Yes. Like, I know you're the brother, but you can't do that. You can't.
Oh, Chase, can you run to the door real quick, please? I guess it'll be all right.
No, they're just leaving it. You're good, Chase. Oh, he's gone now. Yeah, no, like, yeah, you still can't jump over the.
And what were you gonna do?
Well, nothing. Yeah, I mean, the girl's 6'8".
What were you gonna do?
She's big.
No, but what are you going to do?
Like, just punch her in the face?
That's what I'm saying. You're going to punch a girl in the stomach or something?
that would have been the only thing.
Yeah, he can't reach her face.
Even though it was funny, man, when she turns around and you're like, wow, she's a lot bigger than he is.
Everybody would have stopped. Listen, all the melee would have stopped and everybody would instantly turn to him and said, what's wrong with you?
Did you punch her in the stomach?
Everybody, hey, just break. Just okay.
Obviously, she would have probably done it. Like, did you punch me in the stomach?
You're a dude. Did you just come out here?
And Marcus, even, he didn't just run on the court. He jumped over a rail and over a scorer's table. First off, step up security. Okay, second off,
there is zero security.
I mean, how does he? Now, granted, I don't think they arrested him or something, which if that's the case, he's very lucky. You can't do that.
It's like you need counseling.
I mean, that was his sister, though.
No.
Did you see what Peyton Siva said about it?
I did.
Okay.
I disagree.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Listen, my sister is a Division I high-level basketball player. She can handle herself. If four girls were just tearing her to shreds, then I may have to get up out of my seat. You know, if there was just literally one girl's pulling her hair left and one girl's like, if they were just, you know, like she would have to be getting... You know, like something would have to be happening. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just like.
I mean, yeah, that was. I don't know, man.
He did get arrested, by the way.
He did get arrested?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. I mean, I can see it. I mean,
yes. It's like, no. And here's the thing. And listen, the arresting, and you got mandatory counseling.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And this is coming from somebody like. Listen, I've seen my brother get into it. My brother has seen me get into it. And you know what we had to do? Sort it out.
Yeah, like if something starts getting like unfair,
right.
Then it's like, okay, now we're... But it's like, she's got teammates, bro. Like, right. You can't jump the rail.
Chase, because you've never heard this story, I have to tell you really quick. I get into it with a guy in high school, gang member, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Naturally.
Yeah, I know all about.
He was. He was younger though. He was. I think he was using his.
It's like I couldn't wear blue at school.
He was using his affiliation to try to jump bad, right? So anyway, we get into it. We just spend it, whatever. Then, you know, this is before, Steve, just listen to me. This is before the internet. So the street internet.
Yeah.
Like now.
Yeah, I get it.
Now they'd be on the internet saying, we're going to pull up. Mm-hmm. I'd get on Instagram. We pull it up at Northwest, blah, blah, blah. But you had to kind of had to get the street vibe. You had to get the energy. So, you know, you get a little buzz and.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, they're coming to get you, Marcus. Like, the day y'all get back from school, they're coming to get you, right? Uh-huh. So you're in there. Steve seen my boy, my best friend Gibbs, right? People thought Gibbs was like my bodyguard, right? Stocky. He was just way too, like, he was one of those guys, didn't lift weights, just burly for no reason, right? So, you know, I'm like, okay. I mean, these dudes, and this is not like shooting gang time. I mean, yeah, the shooting was starting to come, but only the heavy, heavy hitters were actually shooting. Like, the worst you could do,
yeah,
somebody, you know, have a lock or something, or, you know, just, you know, a weapon, you know. Anyway, I kind of felt like Gibbs might not. He might not be ready to hold it down with me. It's not like we're going to be back-to-back fighting off 10 dudes, right? So I make a call to my brother. I'm like, hey, Mike, I might need you to come on up to the school, you know, after school, because I think they loading up. So, of course, the final buzzer, you know, or the final bell of the day, and I'm just on a wing by myself, like, oh, God, just... Of course, my class would be on this wing by myself. I might get cut off out back here. And it's back behind the school. It's like, oh, my God. So, anyway, the bell rings. I walk down the hallway. I walk through the middle of the commons area. I stop by the office, the principal's office, to pick up my trophy. Because I had a TV 43. That's Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
They covered us, you know.
Yeah.
So I picked up my trophy because I was like, player of the week is a pretty good size trophy. I was like, that's all I got. No Gibbs in sight. Oh,
I thought you were fighting somewhere else. So I was on my way there.
He hit me with the gladiator like, father, have I missed?
You've missed the war.
Yeah. Have I missed the battle? So listen. So I go out, right? You know how you got the buses lined up. Buses are lined up on the street. School's on one side. It's a narrow corridor. And I see them all just sitting up on the poles like, darn it. And I'm like, where the hell's my brother at? Chase, I look up. My brother's like a little farther than that laundry and tan connection. So imagine you walking through this hallway back here and you see about 12 or 13 people and you like, you look at your brother and like,
yeah.
Do you think you're going to be able to help me?
It's awful far away. Yeah, it's awful far away for where we're at, for what's happening
here. And
he's
sitting on the hood of the car. Cool, calm, and collected, almost like he wants to see. Yeah. He might as well have been smoking. So point being.
You want him to know you got a brother? My brother! Hey!
Mike! But listen, point being, Chase, he sat there and he was like, okay, I could see it on his face, like, okay, if you're starting to get overwhelmed, I'll come in. But he was going to let me at least have to square up with two people. And I'm like, that, I can't believe you did that. We had to talk about it later. I was like, yeah, that was, you left me in a bad position, Mike.
Yeah, that's rough.
Right.
So you have no, okay, well, then yeah. You have no sympathy. Well, somebody said, do we let Haley Van Lith get a...
She did run to the smoke.
To get a tattoo now, eye drop tattoo.
She did run to the smoke.
She did.
She did look like she wanted to be involved. I don't know if that was kind of a baseball one though.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still kind of like,
with her.
You're just not going to give her no kind of grace.
Like, I was even like, when she did it, I was like,
you did that for show.
Yeah. I was like, you did that. You weren't going to really do anything there. It was like, you know.
Yeah. Point being, though, yeah, it's like, dude, I would send the brother to counseling because I'm like, you're a ticking time bomb.
Yeah.
If you did that, and like I said, you're. Yeah.
Sorry. Couldn't help myself.
Wait, where is that from?
You know. But I will say, man, it was a good weekend of basketball, man. I watched, and I'm going. I'll say this. I'm curious what people think about this. The coaching search is kind of allowing me to get into basketball a little bit. You know, like get into watching where I'm gonna enjoy the. You know, I mean, KCD's coming. And I mean, of course, that's going to be fun, but
maybe not.
Maybe not what?
This might not be a KCD year.
Oh, KCD's coming, baby.
This might not be.
Oh, trust me, Marcus, on this one.
Listen, Reed Shepherd is like Carmelo.
Yeah,
he's kind of having that kind of year.
Yeah, go look at the defensive efficiency for that Syracuse team, by the way.
That was a zone, though. See, yeah. That was like a cheat code.
Yeah, whether it was zone. Or, you know, lay on your back. They stop people from scoring. So,
but if you can just outscore everybody,
listen, just get ready. Just always have a cigar on tap.
Okay, I cut you off in macro college basketball.
Yeah, I think macro, man. I'm going to be enjoying. Now, of course, I'm going to be looking at a lot of. The coaches that are the names that we keep talking about. I'm going to be extra watching those guys for sure.
I think, you know what? I think big picture college basketball, I'm going to start watching. I think I'm going to start watching coaches again and start like finding teams that I like to watch. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because it's like our years, you know what I'm saying? Like our last, like say the few years, have not been a lot of sets, you know?
Yeah.
Just Coach Mack wasn't a big set guy either, you know, probably from the Carly year on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like maybe you could run more when you had Ryan and like,
yeah,
when you had Ryan and Jordan, like you knew on an out of bounds play, you knew if the defensive man was face guarding Jordan, you were going to get that over the defensive shoulder, that little easy bucket, you, right?
Absolutely.
You would see a motion, and you knew, oh, Dwayne Sutton's going to have that.
Out of bounds, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to have that run down the right lane and get a chance to punch. Like, you saw, you recognized a specialty play or the little cross action.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? The center.
Yeah.
The little, you know. It was a cross action, but they threw it, you know, under. So that was kind of a trick play that you would always see once or twice again. But you just didn't see a lot of. Remember, people used to complain about Coach Mack. They said, oh, they just threw it around.
I know.
It's funny. I had to
go back to my cousin complaining about the weave under Pitino all the time. I just go repeatedly kick him between the legs for about 30 minutes.
On the starting off the motion weave?
Now, yeah.
Oh, it is. If we ran, hang on.
It's like to just.
You forget. Like I said, don't you forget the things you complained about.
You know what's funny? When you go and you talk to somebody who played for Rick Pitino, and you say, "What was the weave about?" I know what they say. Mm-hmm. Just keep you moving. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh.
and add this, Steve, because here's the thing. I had to fight people over this all the time when people were just he didn't have an. I mean, Steve, we lived in a world where you thought people acted like we were on the radio and people were acting like Rick Pitino was incompetent, like he lost his chops, right? And we were sitting in these same spots, Chase. Like,
Father, forgive me.
No, you defended well, my son.
Now, you know what? I'm gonna go full Jesus.
It was hard.
Forgive them. For they have sinned.
Listen, Chase, I had to explain to people day after day, week after week, day show, whenever I started night shows or whatever it was, I had to explain statistically. When five people touch a basketball on an offensive possession, you have like a 35% better chance of scoring on this possession. Why is that? Because when everybody handles the ball at least one time on a possession, you're in rhythm. It's like you feel the basketball in a play. You cut hard, you run hard, you feel the basketball, you get a good grip and feel the lines. So when you, that's why they always tell you, don't shoot when you come fresh off the bench. Don't do it. So we start this weave. Everybody just touch the ball. Three-man weave. Throw it to the big man. Everybody cuts off. We make the defense, you know, chase a little bit, and then we go give it to Russ.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, find Russ and then get him the rock.
Yeah, yeah. Then we go pick and roll. But everybody touched the basketball. But to have to explain to somebody, yes, to you it's just a weave. To, you know, but mathematically, again, run the weave since 1811.
You want a little drama?
I'm listening.
Let's do a little drama.
I'm listening.
So, of course, you know, you saw the tweet that's come out, which me and Chase kind of talked about at the beginning of the show, about from the coaching changes Twitter.
Okay.
Says Kenny Payne has accepted his buyout. The job's going to be open. Well, I do believe that to be true.
Right.
Okay, I do believe that to be true. I believe that's happened.
I
believe Kenny
well.
Payne very well knows that it's over and he'll coach the tournament. So apparently they said practice was canceled yesterday.
Mm.
Now Rick Bozich has just tweeted that that they are practicing currently.
Okay.
And just had a planned day off yesterday.
Okay.
So he's kind of catching people up. So sounds like they no practice yesterday.
He's like,
I love coaching third season, baby.
He's like, yeah, y'all do what y'all want to do.
Yeah. I'm fired.
What y'all gonna do?
Yeah. Did you hear the coach? Did you hear the Utah State women's coach?
No.
Oh, you got the sound? Listen, this was her press conference, bro. I don't even want to tell you anything.
The Utah State
women's basketball coach.
Basketball.
By the way, Kentucky fired their coach too, the women's coach.
Really?
Yeah. They were just not good under her. I mean, she seemed cool.
You remember that other coach? That's, oh, my boy is assistant up there. Oh, man.
At Kentucky?
Yeah.
Well, he's looking for a job. Sorry to tell
Don't
you
Don't make
one.
A joke.
I know, but hopefully he gets one. This was the Utah State. This was the whole press conference.
It's Jamal Rhodes.
And how do you plan to rebuild for next season?
I'm not going to be rebuilding. I just coached my last game at Utah State. I spoke with Diana, and they're going in a different direction, and I respect her decision, and I hope they get a really good coach in. I'm assuming that's going to be the last question. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Coach.
What a presser, dude.
20 seconds. Now, 20 seconds can be a long time.
Was it that one?
Right.
Or, okay, Nikki.
Was that an
innuendo? Steve.
Chase just lost every... Well, Chase's girlfriend won't be there when he gets home now. And any potential suitors he has have decided
don't,
against
don't,
Chase.
Don't let the Nikki jokes bleed into you. So... Was it Coach Petrino that his show was running when it came on the bottom?
It was like Coach Petrino has been fired.
And it was like, is Coach still alive?
Sorry.
I don't know how you process the firing.
You know, it's going to be interesting. We play tomorrow at 4:30. We're playing NC State. I don't think we'll beat NC State.
Do you realize that if we beat NC State, Keith's getting fired?
As he should.
I was going to say.
We are Kentucky football now.
I would literally.
You lose to Louisville, you're fired.
I would literally. I might reach out to the team and just be like, y'all, just catch a body.
Well, you know who they got next, right?
I'm listening.
It would be funny. What would be the ultimate just cherry on top of this poop sundae? They get Syracuse. Like, they could beat Syracuse. Like, what if they won Tuesday and Wednesday? I'd be like, I'd root against them. Thursday, I'd root against them. I'd be like, okay, stop this BS now. I'm not doing this. Get out of here.
No, if you already accept it, have fun with it.
Me and Chase talked about this. Me and Chase are in a we're a great example of an irrational slash rational fan. And both of us off the air were talking about this, and we were like, you know, here's the thing. We're not patient.
Mm-hmm.
I want a new coach.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know who it is.
Mm-hmm.
In the same breath, I understand to get a really good coach, mm-hmm. probably have to wait a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to wait a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. I want the coach now. But if you hire the guy I don't want, I'm not going to be happy.
Early.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
I'm not going to be happy. It's like early.
And in the big scheme of things, it's going to be like 11 days. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be like, every day I wake up, man, I'll be like, who do we got? Like, okay, if we get to the first round of the NCAA tournament and we have not heard anything, like Scott Drew's not shut that down and it's still, I'm going to root for every team Baylor plays.
Yeah. Well, in the same breath of us being rational and irrational, like, we talk about Billy Donovan, and then we go down to Josh Schertz, and we're like, yeah, I'll get behind that, too.
You know? So funny.
Like, it's like,
I sent Drew Diener a text this weekend. Let me tell you that this is coming from the same exact brain. On one hand, and I mean this, if Josh Hurd hires Josh Schertz from Indiana State, I'll say, okay, it's not exciting, but I believe you believe in it, and that's fine, and I'll get behind it. I will also, in my same exact body, I text Drew Diener about the bodily harm I will cause myself live on the air if we hire Josh Schertz. That come from the same exact brain, and I mean both of them.
Because every coach can be a boom or bust.
Yeah. I want to be excited.
You want to be
now
because you want to be excited, or you want to sell excitement?
No, I want to be excited, and now I can sell anybody.
Here's the thing: the reason I could manage, like, the reason I don't care is if he hires a shirt, like, okay, what I think is important for him.
Yeah.
It has to be somebody that you're going to eat and drink with on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. I don't know how often he, you know, talked with Kenny Payne or the crew. I don't know how often he was at practices and stuff like that. But my only advice would be, like, say, hey, you make sure that you have a relationship with this coach where you can talk almost on, you know, like, a daily basis, like a relationship where I can say, hey, okay, if there's anything wrong, that was Tom Jurich's legacy with every coach he hired. I am here to help you do anything you need. What do you need? Everybody knows. Like every coach say, if you need more space on it, we'll knock out a wall. Do you need, actually, it is kind of uncomfortable how close the wall is to the line over at the Keeper Center.
I know.
You remember how dangerous it felt? The Trent Flowers incident.
Which one?
When he almost killed himself on the wall.
He was joking. Oh, no.
The dunk.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the one where he, like, missed the dunk on purpose.
No. When he fell, that wasn't on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
That was an accident. He almost killed himself.
I got you.
Like, the point is, like if a coach comes in and says, hey, man, this wall is just too close to the court, you know what I'm saying, on both sides. It's like, it's not rational. You know, it's not a functional, because we do these drills and we can't have somebody tripping and it's not 5 feet of out of bounds in there.
That's fair.
Or I'd say, you need to get some thicker pads Even if I have to sacrifice a foot of space, you need to get some big, thick padding. Padding on that is not going to protect.
I do agree with that.
So, because here's the thing, and this is real. This is like real. If I'm a coach, I come into this locker room, and if I got a good relationship with I know you, Josh, you're going to have to sell this that we need $300,000 immediately for paddings on this wall. Because here's the thing, and I'm just explaining to people in our practice facility, it's a abnormally short amount of space between the wall and the out of bounds line on the court. So much where I can say, hey, I think my kids are taking a little bit off.
Yeah.
On a fast break. I think they're, instead of going straight down the middle, I think they're going, taking wide angles so they don't, because I would think about that wall. You know what I'm saying? Especially if I'm about to try to block a dunk or something and we're going to have a collision.
So do you think Scott Drew would see that and say, I'm not going there?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'll go tear it down.
Let's go knock out the wall right now.
Tonight, they're going to be like, somebody hammered the wall at the Keeper Center.
No, I think, listen.
And you guys are going to know.
I don't know, though, man, because it's so nice in there at every other spot that he might be able to overlook.
Yeah, I think so. I think he would find a way.
He might find it in his heart to just overlook.
I know.
The little space of wall. He's probably like, it's 3 more feet than we got at our entire gym. I tell you what, we'll take our last commercial break. 939 DeVille.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back. It's Smith Davis with Marcus Maybin. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before I get to the phone lines, let me give a huge special thanks to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales. People, for every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide. The moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price, and it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark. They'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call, 812-725-9217. Or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com. Dave, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, before we get talked too much, I mean, if we're down the road of talking about Indiana State's coach, has anybody mentioned Preston Spradlin at Morehead State and what he has done over there? He took over a mess. And struggle the first couple of years. In the last 4 years, they're 20-plus wins every year. They just clinched their second NCAA berth the other night. He recruits his ass off. He got John I. Broome to Morehead State for a couple of years before Bruce Pearl came and got him. He's got his starting lineup this year is all five transfers, and they are freaking dudes. I mean, they could – there's at least four of them would be starting for Louisville. What may not be saying much, but but they got a guy. They got a 6'7" white guard who's averaging like 20 and 10. I think he's the player of the year in the OVC. They got a shooting guard that just he just throws them from 25. You know, he's just, they're dudes. He recruits dudes to Morehead State. I think he could recruit dudes to the University of Louisville. So I'd like to get his name. You know, if we don't, okay, we get Scott Drew, fantastic. But if we're starting to talk about lesser known coaches, let's, and we could probably get him, affordably.
Listen, I feel like you made your case.
I don't want to just take all the momentum.
Appreciate
out of that.
The call, Dave.
He was a grad assistant at UK.
Nope. Yeah, Dave. you want to start a riot?
It was a great pitch. It was a great pitch.
Is it still online?
Guy that sits next to and absorbs all the knowledge from the great John Calipari. So I can forgive a grad assistant. Hey, when you're a grad assistant, you're what, 22? We were all dumbasses at 22, right?
Fair enough.
Okay.
Appreciate the call.
That's my name in the hat. Okay.
Absolutely.
You had me. Sorry, I'm just enjoying.
I was going to say, he did the right thing.
No, he did. No, Chase did, because I am enjoying. I had labs this morning, so I had to fast, and I'm enjoying the best Qdoba ball I've ever ate in my life. With that being said, you had me at 6'7" white guy. 6'7" white point guard. That's my team.
I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not doing converted point guards.
But you want Indiana State to bring Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is what they call him. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I'm like you now. Just give me a coach so I can start talking about a real.
I just hated on it. I watched Indiana State this weekend, and I was watching that kid, and I was like, every big man in the AC would dominate this guy.
realistic for a second.
Yeah.
A couple more reminders. One more shout out. Actually, I got two more. One of our day one partners, again, for all your buying, home buying, and selling needs, I want you to keep this number close to you. Area code 502-314-9868. That would be Derek A. Stewart. You should follow him on social media. You see the work he's putting in. He's always getting acknowledged for his ability to get you the deal you're looking for. All your buying, home buying, and selling needs, Derek A. Stewart. One more shout out before we get out of here. Oh, I know you don't. Ooh, this is the perfect time to call him too. Clear day, weather's nice. Before the bad weather hits, or before the rainy season gets heavy, people, just remember, your home is your fortress. Your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated. We'll provide free inspections, estimates, and of course, they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964 today.